Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of October 18th, and a look ahead at your weekend. One seat off-peak service to and from New York City will resume on New Jersey Transit's Raritan Valley line November 4th. Governor Phil Murphy made the announcement Monday in Westfield. The Cranford Police Department will be stressing pedestrian safety in November as part of the Street Smart New Jersey campaign. The intersection of Walnut Avenue and Chestnut Street will be a focus, with comparisons of activities before and after the educational and enforcement effort. The field hockey team hosts West Essex at 3, and the girls' tennis team will be at home against Governor Livingston at 4. The gymnastics team participates in the Union County tournament at the high school starting at 5:30. It's senior night for the football team when they host John P. Stevens at 7. On Saturday at 11, it's the boys' soccer team welcoming Governor Livingston and the girls' soccer team facing off against Oak Knoll School in the Union County Tournament semifinals in Clark. Sunny to mostly sunny skies on Friday and Saturday, with highs both days around 60. On Sunday, it will be partly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower, Sunday's high around 62. A busy weekend starts off on Friday morning with the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce Food Truck Fest taking place in the parking lot of CEC Research at 16 Commerce Drive. It runs from 11:30 until 2. Get in the Halloween spirit Friday and Saturday nights between 5:30 and 9 when Livingston Avenue School features their haunted house. There's much more happening, so be sure to check out Cranford.com for more information. Also, subscribe to the Cranford Radio email update that comes out every Friday morning. News provided by Tappan to Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.